Hello, we're conducting a survey, and your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. To start, what is your zip code?
19150. What is the research in reference to?
It is political, mainly.
Okay.
It's mostly about the elections. Yes, ma'am. And may I know, what is your year of birth?
1950.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you for your answer, ma'am. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrats. Joe Biden.
I voted for Joe.
Understood.
Yes.
And let me ask you, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Understood. And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I am a registered Democrat.
Understood. And as you may know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? You will probably not vote or will definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Understood, ma'am. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Voting in person on election day.
Understood, ma'am. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
Well, I'm going to give it a 9.
Understood. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's president elections in Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated. Number 10, I'm ready to go for Kamala.
Understood, ma'am. And now we'd like to you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of these people or groups, you can please indicate so. First, Kamala Harris.
What's the highest number? 10.
10. That's the highest number. Correct. Okay. So next, it would be J.D. Vance.
0.
Mark Kelly.
I give him an 8.
Understood. Donald Trump.
0.
Barack Obama.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Josh Shapiro.
10.
And Tim Walz.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. First would be public safety, including gun violence, climate change, and the environment, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, rising cost of living, reducing racism and discrimination, better transportation systems, affordable quality housing, immigration, affordable quality healthcare, abortion. You can choose three of these.
I just had what I wanted to say right at the top and I forgot. Well, let me see. I want to say the economy.
Understood. So that would be just, we have a few in between there that can be access to good jobs, the rising cost of living, affordable quality housing.
Rising cost of living.
Okay. If you want, I can rename them and you can say yes or skip. Public safety, including gun violence.
Skip.
Climate change and the environment.
Yes, that's a concern.
Protecting and expanding voting rights.
Yes.
Okay, we have most the three most important to you to be rising cost of living, climate change, and the environment, and protecting and expanding voting rights. As I'm moving on, let me continue. But I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's a vote for Kamala.
Understood, ma'am. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures a nomination as Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, or somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated?
It makes no difference. I'm going to vote.
Understood.
I'm going to vote. But she has already secured enough delegates. That's why I wonder why we said she's not official. She did secure enough delegates. But go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for letting me continue. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
It makes no difference.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Understood. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Understood, ma'am. Now, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. Is tough on crime?
Yes, I'd say she'd be tough on crime, sure. She was a prosecutor.
And do you think this really describes her, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
It means like...
Really?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. She is a strong black woman.
That really describes her.
Thank you. She fights for all of us.
That really describes her.
Thank you. Next, she governs with an iron fist.
She hasn't had the opportunity to do it yet, but I'll say really describes her.
Understood. She is someone young, she's someone young girls can look up to.
Most definitely. That really describes her.
Next, she restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
You say she restricts?
That's correct. That's what the statement says.
No, that's not true.
So you would say that this really does not describe her, or describes a bit?
No, that does not describe her.
Understood. She is prepared to be president.
That describes her.
Really or somewhat describes her?
It really describes her.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. And represents the AAPI community.
What's the AAPI community?
I don't
know what they...
Oh, understood. That will be your answer in this case, ma'am. If you don't know, we can move on. And thank you for that. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think that it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, or it makes no difference to you. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became member Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and she remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. You can say much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference.
Much favorable.
Thank you,
and
ma'am.
It's uplifting all communities, not just black. I just want to correct you.
Oh, this is the statement, ma'am, and you can correct, no problem. Thank you. Let me continue with the next statement, which would be, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether if it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims. Same type of answers. Much more or somewhat more favorable, etc.
Somewhat favorable.
Understood. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I don't know if that's true. I didn't hear that.
Oh, as I mentioned, you can just mention what this would make you feel much more favorable, less favorable, or it makes no difference to you as well.
Makes no difference.
Thank you, ma'am. And then next, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training program for police officers.
Favorable.
Like much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Kamala is dotingly referred to as the Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supporting presence she has been in their lives.
What were my choices?
They're much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less.
Much favorable, much favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. And also the same choices for the next statement. Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Much favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10. Or means 0 that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number.
10.
Thank you. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you, please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power and 5 means neutral, 0 means black community has no power at all.
I'm going to do 8.
Understood. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's more of a vote for Kamala Harris. Didn't you just ask me these questions?
Yes, ma'am. They are, again, in the survey, some people changed their minds in between, but we're almost done, by the way. So once again, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, little, or not at all?
A lot.
And also, when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest for people like you? A lot, some, little, not at all.
A lot.
And which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to three. You can stop me and say, yes, that one. So let me read you the list on local TV news. Facebook.
Yes.
Local TV news.
Yes.
Okay, then next is Facebook, Twitter, Fox News, Instagram, network news like ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yes, local network news.
Understood. Then local radio, national newspapers, family and friends, local newspapers, TikTok, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah, I love CNN.
You love CNN? Okay.
Yeah.
And we have up to three already, so thank you. And are you in a group chat for text communications with others? If so, how often has a presidential election come up recently in between these group chats? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, or not often?
Very often.
Very often.
Very often.
In politics today, do you consider yourself an independent, Democrat, or Republican?
A Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A master's plus 30.
Master's degree, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Understood, ma'am. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
And lastly, last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 90,000.
Understood. That completes the survey, and thank you so much for your participation. I hope you have a great rest of
your day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, man. Very kind. Bye-bye.